You're listening to Patrick E. McLean's The Shawnakie. This episode is entitled Cracker. I am not a current events kind of guy. Because when you get right down to it, the news cycle is filled with nonsense and noise. For example, a recent item of note in the news cycle was a statement made by Lindsay Lohan. Quote, "It's an amazing feeling. It's our first colored president, so I'm thrilled to be a part of the country while that's going on." Of course, there was a stir about her use of the word colored. But the upshot of this story is that Lindsay Lohan isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. And that's not surprising. That's not news. That's olds. Lindsay Lohan solves differential equation. Now that would be news. So why did this even make it on the radar? Well, race is weird. And to illustrate how weird, I have a story. See, once upon a time, I was driving home.
Crackle?
Driving on one of those crisp fall days when it's just a pleasure to drive with the windows down. And on my way home, to my happily ever after, if you will, I made a right-hand turn. And crossing the intersection was a woman, perhaps 45, 50, in one of those little motorized scooters. You know, one of those things that fat people ride around the supermarket. Except that the woman wasn't fat. In fact, she looked pretty healthy. And as she eased her rig out onto the crosswalk, or cross roll as the case may be, I gave her a wide berth, about a lane and a half. So there was no chance of me hitting this woman. But for some reason, I upset her. And she gave voice to her displeasure. Now, she didn't really have time to give me an earful. I was driving by. So she pared her anger down to one word. And one word only.
Crackle?
I swear to God, my first thought was, why, thanks. A cracker would be delicious. And then I realized that I had been insulted. The woman had hurled a racist insult at me, and I couldn't care less. In fact, I cared so little, I very nearly became spontaneously British.
I say, did you call me a cracker? A cracker? Why, that's delightful. Please, tell me about yourself. Where do you come from? Yes, yes, never mind all the screaming. Perhaps I could buy you lunch. Yes, let us dine and converse, strange creature. Allow me but a moment to retrieve my newfangled stereophonic magnetic tape recorder.
Crackle?
Ah, yes. The insult. It was out there. I had been called a cracker, and I wasn't even sure what it meant. So I looked it up. Turns out the origin of the word is the Middle English word crike, which means entertaining conversation.
Damn you, you entertaining conversationalist.
It's also the root of the phrase to crack a joke. So, in that sense, guess a shoe fits. In Elizabethan times, the term cracker came to mean braggart. In King John, Shakespeare wrote this line, "What cracker is this same that deafs our ears with this abundance of superfluous breath?" By the 1760s, this term was in use by the English in British North American colonies to refer to these Scots-Irish settlers in the South. There's also a story that says the origin of the word comes from slavers cracking whips, hence they became known as crackers.
Crackle?
It's been ringing in my ears for weeks. Not from the insult of it, from the oddity. And as a guy who is fascinated by words and their meanings, I began to wonder about words and racism. Not in an intense Malcolm X reading the dictionary in jail kind of way, but in a more entertaining way, in a way that befit the Shawnakie. And the weirdest stuff of all to me was the stuff that sounded like it should be racist, but really wasn't. Like Cracker Barrel.
Crackle?
If cracker is an insult, should I be offended by this? I mean, I was mildly indifferent to Cracker Barrel before, but now I suppose I'll have to move it up the scale to totally indifferent. These racist-sounding non-racist terms are all around us, like chiggers or colored markers. Even the completely inoffensive pastime of gardening offers this landmine of a phrase.
Oh no, darling. Let the spade do the work.
Crackle?
Anyway, the experience has stuck with me. It's still with me. It was one of those moments after which it's impossible to see the world in the same way. It's just a damnably odd experience. But then racism has always struck me as odd. At best, a little silly, and at worst, well, lynchings and pogroms aren't silly. And last night, while I was bending the wrist in a local bar, a guy from the neighborhood made a mildly racist comment. And the assumption that I was in his little ignorant club bothered me to no end. Sure, I could have cut him off with an abrupt, "I don't appreciate that kind of talk." But that would have left zero chance that the guy would buy the next round. Besides, there are funnier things to say. For example, "You know, Earl, I have friends who are black. I have friends who are Jewish. Hell, I even like Sammy Davis Jr. So knock it off, would you?" And if that doesn't work, I keep what I think of as the ultimate racist counterpunch joke in a custom-made velvet case. It goes like this. What do you call a black man flying a plane? A pilot, you f***ing racist. And I love that joke. It does everything a great joke should, which is mostly head off in one direction and then wind up someplace completely different. But you know, my joke and my velvet case are all for naught. They've been outdone by reality. I realized that I didn't even have to tell a joke anymore. So I said, "Hey Earl, what do you call a black man in the White House?" "Mr. President," I said. Earl laughed uncomfortably and changed the subject. Which just goes to show you that the woman in the power chair was right.
Cracker?
I am a cracker, after all.
This week's episode was written and voiced by Patrick McLean and brought to you by the letter Q. Well, actually, no, that's a complete fabrication. It was brought to you by a lot of hard work. So, if you've enjoyed this episode, then it's time to make a donation at theshawnakee.com. There's a nice little link, not too intrusive or gauche, up in the upper right side of the page. Please support the Shawnakee, because if in fact this podcast had been brought to you by the letter Q, it would have been exceedingly quiet.